Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We are going to look at Jake Gyllenhaal.
Isn't he homosexual?
We'll talk about that later. He's a 1-3 generator on the right angle cross of the vessel of love in the quarter of mutation. Second color, left fix. He's a triple split. He's got an unconscious 63-4. He's got an electromagnetic 1949. And then he's got the 34 conscious, the 10 conscious, and the 57 unconscious.
Yeah, I think the first time I ever heard his name was in that movie he did with
He's in
Heath Ledger,
Brokeback
where he was
Mountain.
played the they were cowboys or something, homosexual. And I'd never heard of him before. And curiously enough, looking at his chart, I see why this person doesn't, I haven't heard of him. I mean, he's very much below the radar, very restrained, and take a second seat and not really putting
Well,
himself forward for
I
some
think you
reason.
haven't been watching some of the movies, because actually
I haven't.
he's pretty well known, and he's been in a lot of more well-known movies. Actually, I think Brokeback was really the first one that he did. He comes from an acting family. His father was a film director, and his mother was a writer and a producer. And the thing that I find so interesting is that they let him, when he was little, he could try out for the movies, and they would never let him take a part, right? Even if he was offered the part, he had to turn it down, right? He actually was in a couple of his father's movie. He actually played the kid in City Slickers. Billy Crystal's kid was like he was in
No
that.
kidding.
So he's been around acting, all of these years. But again, I think these parents that are in, the acting business, kind of keeping their trying in many ways to keep the kids, interested in other things. But when he went to Columbia, he only went for a couple of years, and he quit, and he's turned into an
No, I
actor.
mean, he's a 1-3 profile, and he has seven first lines, and so it's like not a person who really puts themselves forward. 10th gate first line, modesty, personality, sun, a practical approach to good fortune, 46-3, and yet, I mean, this is a strong, generator, and no conscious definition. So
Well,
really,
no, that's not true. He's actually a conscious, 3410.
oh, that's right, I'm
I mean,
sorry.
he has
Very inward, though, is what I'm talking about. Like his energy, privacy, 33rd gate, fifth line.
Right, but I think, third line, I think that's the other thing. It's like coming into his own. He's only 30 at this point. It's like, really learning. He says, when I was first working, I'd take whatever I was cast for. I mean, especially when your parents wouldn't let you take them, right? It's like, so he'd take whatever he was cast for. He says, but now it's like I have to have that feeling. I've done movies where I didn't have the right feeling, and I knew the audience didn't either. And so I think, this learning process, this third line process, as he's really been going through and seeing that for him, the movie needs to have a message.
Right. Well, I think he is going to come
You
into his own.
know?
Here he is, 30, 31 years old. Right. We just saw him in this movie,
Source
which is
code,
what's
right?
right, which
That's why
was
we thought of him,
right, did a good job. And as you say, he's been in movies, but I can't recall. I mean, Brokeback Mountain was.
Well, yes, you didn't see that. He was in Proof. He was in Rendition. Did very well in Rendition. He was in the crime movie Zodiac.
Right.
We saw him in Prince of Persia, The
No,
Sands
he's a
of
good
Time.
actor,
I
right?
saw him in Love and Other Drugs, opposite Anne Hathaway. I think the thing about him, and it's like always when you see somebody that kind of, gets your attention, because I mean, he's been around, and he's been one of these, it's like People's Magazine, he was number 8 of their top 30 under 30. I mean, he was in a relationship with Reese Witherspoon. I mean, he's kind of been, on the radar, but I hadn't really seen him till, these last few movies, like Love and the Other Drugs, and then seeing him in Source Code and in the Prince of Persia. There's this quality about him, and it's like, right, he's a vessel of love. And I think that's really the thing, that on that cross, that, when they're really being who they are. They love themselves. They love being in the world. They love being in their body. He gives off that kind of vibration, you know, that he's really kind of happy to be here. And, you know, it's interesting then to see the whole design. Oh, yes, he's a triple split. I mean, it must be interesting being him, having this very logical mind, but, you know, this very sensitive, tribal, emotional part of his nature, and then this very individual part of him, you know, that's really, you know, making sure that the movie has a message. I mean, I think this is his learning over time of, you know, how does he actually learn about life for himself in the process of being a famous movie actor.
Right, right.
Right?
Now, as a triple split with an open throat, you know, mm-hmm. you would think this person's very, you know, is a very determined person, very busy, and attracting attention with that open throat, and something to prove with the open heart center, and that 26 gate, I think he has it, how many, three times? Attracting attention, exaggeration and stuff like that. Three times, right? Authority, the line of authority, sixth line.
Right.
And, you know, the 34-3 machismo display of power and things like that. And curious to think of him then, oh, as an actor, this public person. But I think he is personally, I mean, here he is, this is a south node, sacrifice, limit personal potential in order to achieve a larger goal. I mean, that's like the team player is right next door to it, you know, with, okay, it's the whole production, it isn't me, although we see a person as, you know, in on this vessel of love, to love his life in his body, in his life.
With his convictions.
Right, love of mankind, mm-hmm. and, you know. And
well, I was thinking, you know, it would be interesting, and since we haven't seen a lot of these movies, right. but that probably that, you know, these different movies kind of break down and highlight these different parts of him, right? Like Rendition, right? It's like, here's this tribal part of his nature that's, you know, right. this 49 that's all about revolution, and you know, probably the greatest challenge for him, and I liked, you know, hearing that he's like now paying attention to his feeling about things, right? Because
right,
obviously
right.
that's really, you know, his response over time, and really being able to see how he feels about things is ultimately going to make it possible for him to really make the right decisions for himself, and you know, be in the movies that make a difference for him and for us. I mean, I thought that I found that Source Code movie just, it had something to say, just like he's...
Well,
he's
it was very thought-provoking.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as the movie and, mm-hmm. and what it was about, I think it is funny that for a long time now, that 58th gate's going to be there, which is going to give him this splenic in touch with his feelings and, you know, mm-hmm. That kind of sensitive to them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting to see how transits affect us, because what he would, you know, that 20th gate there would be very nice for him, which is like finding his voice.
Well, or the 48 with the depth also, you know, would give him give him his voice. But, yeah, he talks about, and he of course, thinks this is because his mother was a writer, but that he really pays attention to what people are saying. Right?
I mean, he does,
yeah. And I think, you know, of course he does. It's like he's really tuned and sensitive to communication, and whether that's really, you know, working or not, whether it really has anything to do with him. Because, you know, yeah, he's pretty fixed. I mean, he's a triple split, right?
Right. No, it's always interesting to think, what would this person be like privately if you knew him?
Mm-hmm.
You know, 16th gate, second line, the cynic. And, you know, this, where else was it, the secret intentions, but also the, what was it,
can't find it now, too many lines, but I would guess, you know, as a triple split, he's probably somewhat driven, and that, you know, he has a lot of different things that interest him. Right, he probably has, you know, three different sets of friends, in that sense.
Oh, yes,
you know,
with
he's
the
got his
three
family,
different circuits.
and, you know, he's got his whole collective piece that he's working, and then, you know, there's this whole, you know, freaky part of him that is probably, you know, a whole different thing. I mean, right now he's single. I mean, he is one of the catches that's out there. I mean, he was with Kirsten Dunst, and then he was with Reese Witherspoon. He supposedly was the reason that her marriage broke up. I mean, he is a very attractive young man, and so, you know, he's clearly looking for love, I think it's going to be challenging for
Well,
him.
He's attracting attention now. I mean, he's got our attention, you
right?
know, and, you know, thinking of also that cross and why I was kind of, because what that cross is really looking for is this individual expression of its love and direction,
mm-hmm.
you know, which would be the eighth gate or the 20th, for this, you know, fulfillment of the cross, if we're going to call it that, and the expression of it. So I don't know. But
well, I think, you know, a lot of it's going to be about timing for him. I mean, that's what's so important for the first line, and he has so many of them, and he's a 1-3. You know, it's really going to all be about timing, and I think it's really about him having the patience to be clear enough that all of these parts of him are in.
Oh, right.
You know,
no, that fourth gate, first line, you know, which is the timing of pleasure,
yeah.
You know, and self-discipline and things like that. So,
we'll see how he develops.
We'll see what happens. We'll keep track of that. Of Jake. And I think you should say goodnight, Teresa.
Goodnight, Teresa.